A new generation of young Palestinian militants is drawing the attention of the Israeli military, with one group in particular on its radar. It's called the Lion's Den, formed in the occupied West Bank. Chris Brown went there to learn more about it.
Flowers and dried blood mark the spot where three Palestinian men were shot dead this past weekend in the occupied West Bank village of Sa'ara. Israel's military said they had automatic weapons and were killed after an exchange of gunfire before the men could launch an ambush. Resident Saleh Tarabi heard the gunfire.
Everybody here felt sorry about it because we felt sorry. They are kids being killed for, you know.
A militant group known as the Lion's Den claimed the dead young men as theirs. Originating in Nablus, the group is part of a new generation of independent militias. As we walk through the labyrinth of the old city, it appeared they've seized the hearts and minds of many. We saw photos of dead Lion's Den members everywhere and their flag. A barber shop was blaring out songs written in their honor. I'm proud they came from my neighborhood, said Mohammed, who's 30. Through an archway is the padlocked apartment of one of the group's now dead leaders, Wadi Al-Houf. He and others were killed by Israeli security services here in October. Israel says Al-Houf murdered one of their sergeants. Teenagers drawn to his home told us the current Palestinian leadership is irrelevant and they plan to join the Lion's Den. We blurred their faces because of their young age. Everyone in the Palestinian Authority is against resistance, he said. If the authority had collaborated with the Lion's Den, Palestine would be free by now.